Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality, a show designed to share spiritual insights with you so that you can comprehend the universe and how it functions. You are about to experience raised consciousness. This is a place where spiritual principles are shared with the goal of assisting you to expand your understanding of both the seen and unseen worlds. Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality helps you to discern the timeless truths handed down from wise sages through the ages from the airy-fairy nonsense that is being taught today. Now, here is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
Spirituality, the radio show that disseminates esoteric knowledge and common sense spirituality. I'm Sharon Lynn Wyeth, creator of Namology Science, and the ability, which is the ability to know all about a person's personality and the soul's purpose simply from a person's name. Now, you know, the music that we always start at the beginning and the ending, the song at the end of the show is called Shine. It is written by Dee Lemoore. DLEMOR.com if you want to hear more of her music. And I always want to give her credit because she so generously let me use her music. So what would you like to know? Do you want your name interpreted? Do you wish to know how to improve a relationship? Do you have a question on something that one of my guests stated? Do you wish to know how to something in the universe works? You can call in at 202-570-7057 and ask your question. If all of the lines are busy, you know that the minute I get through answering somebody's question, that means that there will be an open line. Again, the number is 202-570-7057, where you can call in and get your questions answered. And I just want to make one comment before we start with the people that have already called in. Bless your hearts, getting ready. And in the time period that we're going through, so many people have called me and they've got fear. They're very concerned about the fear. You know, they're just like usurping it from everybody around. That there's so many people that are in fear that are around them that then they think, oh, is there something wrong with me? I'm not in fear. Or should I be afraid? Or am I afraid? And I just want to address fear for just a quickie moment. And to know that fear immobilizes you and it causes you to feel absolutely powerless. And this is a spiritual channel. And you know that if you have a strong faith in God, regardless of which methodology, whether it's religion or spirituality, that you're connecting with our divine source, which pathway you've chosen, whether you've chosen to go it on your own or in small groups or in churches or in a Buddhist faith or a Hindu faith, or it doesn't matter as long as you have that really strong connection with God. My dad used to say they're just different sides of the same pyramid. You all end up on top when you get through going to the top. But to remember that spirit cannot help you when you're sitting on the fence or when you're immobilized. If you're not taking an action, spirit doesn't know how to then direct you and guide you. So if you're immobilized by fear, you sit there by yourself. If you're sitting on the fence and you don't know which way to go, again, you're sitting on that fence pretty much by yourself. But the minute you take an action, whether it is an action, it's in the right direction or the wrong direction for you, it doesn't really matter, because if it's not the correct direction, the doors will close and that spirit's way of saying, hey, go in a different direction. It's not one of these that you want. And if it is the right direction, you'll watch the doors open in front of you. But at least you're taking an action. You're making a decision. You're going. And that's when you engage spirit to literally send you messages and help you go where is in your own best interest. So I just want to say that about fear, that even if it's fearful or you're afraid, take some kind of an action and then watch how the universe responds, because that can get you out of your fear. Okay, we've got Laurel from Pennsylvania. I think I might have pronounced the name right. I may not have. Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Thank you, Sharon. It's actually Laurie. I have a question for you. And I've been on the spiritual path for about 25 years now. And I just wondered, what do you see on the horizon for me spiritually or metaphysically speaking? do you see any gifts opening up for me psychically
yes.
that'll help me?
I was just going to say that. You've got gifts coming. You do. You have gifts coming, and it's a knowingness. You know, that's the highest form of a gift. I hope you know that. It's considered one of the Clair sisters. You know, they all have a clairessence, clairvoyance, clair, all that stuff, that big family of gifts. And clair knowing, or whatever they call it, clair cognizant or something, that is a fabulous gift that is coming in your way. And you're just going to sense something and know something and go forward with it. You've got that really coming. What your guidance team is asking you, though, is to make sure that you're connecting with them in gratitude on a daily basis, because that's what's going to allow the door or the window, whatever you want to call it, to open on a daily basis so they can send you that knowingness. And so you get it in your gut, and you just then know where you need to go. It's a gut feeling. I'd absolutely trust your gut.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Laurelee. Good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Natalia, you are next from Alaska. Oh, I bet it's still cold
Hello.
Up there. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
How may
Thank
I be?
You.
Yeah, how may I be of assistance for you today?
I was wondering if you could tell me what does my name means, meaning like a soul contract, and also if it would be a good year for me to make a major change as far as moving somewhere, and if you can say where, just like directionally.
Okay, now you know that normally that would take me 45 minutes to really answer that question. Okay, because there's a lot of information in the name. Okay, so let me just take a piece of that. Okay?
Okay,
so first of all, your name tells me that you're an incredibly spiritual being. You're very hardworking. You have a tendency to work until you drop. And once you drop, you're a great couch potato out there. Okay, because you don't want to get up. If somebody else could go to the bathroom for you, you'd let them, because you're not getting up, you know, if you could help it. Okay. It also tells me that you have really good hand-eye coordination, and enable to maintain your health, you need to stay physically active. Your body does not do well in a sedentary position for very long. Okay. Mm-hmm. It also says that you're very independent, got a lot of self-confidence. You made yourself likable, but you're not going to change who you are and able to get liked. And you've got a good memory. You know, and you're always saying it can be better. It can be better. I mean, it's almost like you're saying that to yourself all the time, instead of saying, good job, memory, keep it up. You know, the body always responds to positive things first. Is it a good time for you to move? I'm not sure this is the year. I was going to say, if you're choosing to move, maybe November, December. But then again, I wouldn't move until 2023 for you. Okay? And in 2023, I think you're up for a change. I think you're just getting a little bored, even though you're living in a beautiful place in Alaska.
Yeah. And do you know, like, directionally, like, where, if it's possible to say?
I can do that when you get a session, because that takes me longer than just off the top of my head. That's why I always ask for a session, that you send in all your questions ahead of time, so that I do the work ahead of time, so that you're not sitting there going, oh, it's dead silence while she's figuring it all out.
Yeah. And can I ask for clarification? When you said all of that off of my name, is it from my first name and last name, or only first name?
It's from your full name. You have to drop the first name into the last name. If not, everybody with your same first name would be the same.
Oh, I see. And it's my married name, so that's why I was kind of hesitant.
Well, that's where your contract with God is written.
Okay.
Okay. And that's where you're going to get the most accurate answer, is when I look at it, when it's your birth name. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Shelley. From Virginia. Oh, you're right next to me. I'm in Tennessee.
Am I right?
I'm only
next
8 miles. I'm only 8 miles from Virginia. I'm in that corner of Tennessee that Virginia sits right on top of.
Oh, I have friends who moved in that area, and they love it.
Yeah, I do too. Anyway, how can I help you?
I'm just wondering for my name, if you can tell me my strengths and my detriments from my name, and you know, those detriments maybe I can work on.
I can give you some of them.
Okay.
One of your strengths is your writing ability. One of your strengths is that you like to rescue other people. Okay, that you're very kind to the people around you. You know, you're putting a lot of them before you're putting you. However, you also need a lot of freedom. You do not want to be underneath somebody else's thumb. And you can learn from anybody. But it's really funny because your name says you want them right there. You have no patience to get the answer when you're learning something new. And you want them right there. But the minute you've got the foundation and you think you've got it, then it's go away, leave me alone, you're micromanaging me. Now go help somebody else. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay. All so true. Thank you very much.
Well, you're good with people, Shelley. That's your real skill. You're really good with people.
People fascinate me. And I'm an astrologer, so that it's just, you know, I think when something comes up, whether it's just anybody on the street or a celebrity, I like to look at them and what motivates people, what gets people, you know, in the situations they're in or out of the situations they're in. It's fascinating. So,
well, I would recommend you read the book, because if you're an astrologer, you would pick this up on your own really, really easily, and that would help give you a faster way when you can't have your astrology thing with you. Right? Yeah. You're at a party and somebody introduces themselves, and then as they're spelling, I always say, and how do you spell that? And as they're spelling it, I'm analyzing it, and I know who I'm talking to by the time they're done.
But I know you have many books. Which one do you
start with? Know the name, know the person, because that gives you all the rules.
Okay.
And you got to read it in order, except for those of you that have know the name, know the person. You read chapters 1 through 5 in order. Skip 6, 7, and 8. Those are the middle school years. They were tough for everybody at that time. They're tough in my book. And then start again on chapter 9, because high school is better. Okay. But those middle school years, or those middle school chapters, use them as a resource. They're all your double and triple letters as they go together. And you'll get bogged down in there. Somebody told me, you should have made that a different book. And I thought, no, I wanted it all in one place. Mm-hmm. So, but use those as a resource only. Instead of reading all the way through them, just skip them and then come back as you're doing names. Say, oh, I got to look up these.
I will do that. Thank you very much, Sharon.
You're welcome, Shelley.
And thank you for your emails, because it keeps me on track. Otherwise, the week seems to go by. So,
well, it does. And, you know, I have an older sister named Shelley, spells it the same way as yours.
Aha. Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
You know, and I have never met a Shelley I didn't like. Oh. There's something really likable in that name. Anyway, nice to meet you. You have a wonderful week.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Deborah from Wisconsin. Oh, I like Wisconsin.
Well, hi.
Deborah, welcome. How can I help you?
I want to know about my future, maybe.
Okay.
A little.
So just a second. This just takes me just a moment. You know, I can give you an approximation, because, again, this takes me a little bit longer than I usually do beforehand. Okay. I can tell you that you're an expert in what you're doing, but it's like you're ready. I want to say the next 2 years are going to show you where you're going. You're changing. It's like you've done something for so long, you're bored. And so something's coming up. You're going to do the same old thing, but you're going to do it in a brand new way, or it branches out some way. There's a tweak to it, but I don't think it's going to show you in 2021. I think that's going to come for you in 2022. It's scattered. By 2023, you'll have it solid and you'll be taking off with it. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. So start looking for it, or start really paying attention to what's going on around you, or what the people around you are asking from you, starting in February of 2022. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And because you're tweaking what you're doing, it's like you're doing it in a different direction, in a different angle. Something's different about it. It's like the same skill set that you currently have, but you're now using it in a different way. Oh. Okay.
Gosh, I'd better be retired by then.
No, but your same skill set. And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think we come to retire anymore. I think that life is going to change enough that it's going to get us really excited about living again instead of just existing. When I look at the patterns of all the names that I'm seeing, it's like everybody changes somewhere along the line. But I think it's going to get us out of the doldrums, and it's going to get us really excited about what we're doing. And I think new opportunities are coming. But I think you start getting hints of it in February of 2022. and you've got it clarity. So by 2023, you're doing it, but it might take you all of 2022 to figure out exactly how you're going to do it differently and what it is that you're wanting. Okay, but it's coming.
I just recently moved in. I moved in with two clients, and I'm doing hospice.
You know, that is such a service.
I know. I really love it, though. I really do.
You know, my dad always said that when somebody passes away that you've been working with, or if you're in the same room when they pass away, they always leave you with a gift. And it's a tangible gift. It's not a material gift, but it's a tangible gift that'll show up within the next 3 weeks. They always leave you with a gift. It's either a gift of understanding, a gift of knowing, a gift of a spiritual gift, like now you can connect better or whatever. But Dad always says those people that work with hospice or work with the dying, they're always left with a gift. So I would say as you're working with hospitals, you know, not that you're expecting a gift, but be aware of what gift is coming.
Well, I know my first one that I had connected with, I think she visits in the form of a cardinal. I see a lot of cardinals.
Interesting. Yeah. My dad always says hello with hummingbirds. So it's neat that you can recognize that, you know? So
I did at the other house. A lot. But now that I moved,
Well, you'll start again. You'll start again and it'll be good.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
You know, you just got to get through. This year's going to be weird. It's going to be up and down for people. I see this year is still being a year of sorrows.
It's a strange year. I can say that. All year it's been strange.
Yeah, I think last year
it went fast, and then the new year didn't even seem like the new year. It feels off.
Yep, it sure has. Anyway, you have a wonderful week, and we are up to our first commercial. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Mark Twain said the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. The why is hidden in your name. Sharon Lynn Wyeth has created a scientific way of deciphering your name to reveal your contract for this lifetime. And your name even specifies the seven areas that are subsets of your soul's overall goal. Your name identifies who you are to both yourself and others. What does your name say about you? Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for your stunning name review.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality. I'm your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and we're doing a call-in today where you can call in and have your name read or your question answered. The phone number is 202-570-7057. And I know that right now we've got three people on the line. It looked like somebody dropped off. So if you accidentally dropped off, you come right back in. Okay. And so, Edgar, you are next from California. Edgar, how can I be of assistance for you today?
Hi, Sharon. I was just calling in for a reading on my name. I've never had that.
Oh, interesting. Well, I can give you a really brief one. Okay.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
In the first time you have a real name reading, I go into why your soul picked your parents, you know, why mm-hmm. they would pick your mom, why you would pick your dad, and then the seven reasons why your soul is here, what more experiences it wants to get in what areas, and the overall umbrella, what I call the overall umbrella, the overall reason why you're here, okay, your purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, and that takes me more of an appetizer.
Yeah, this is an appetizer. Thank you. So you're a detective. You like to know everybody's background and what's going on with them, and everybody comes and dumps all their problems on you, and you generally give them really good suggestions, and that's why they keep coming back. And you're also a very good listener. You've got fairness issues in your name, and so you want the world to be fair, and so you'll stand up for others, but it's easier for you to stand up for others than it is for you to stand up for yourself. Okay. One of the challenges in your name is that you've got to watch what gets you upset, what pushes your buttons. Okay. Because one of the things you came to learn was how to get rid of those buttons so that you don't get mad or upset or frustrated by other people's actions. And a really outstanding thing that you have in your name, you have both organizational skills, good memory, and a rebellious spirit. Now, I love rebellious spirits. And the reason I love them is because those people learn discernment. So you get better and better discernment as you go on. So there's your appetizer.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sharon. That's right on the button, too.
Yeah, it's amazing what comes out in a name. You know, and yeah. The nicest thing is it's scientific. It's just by patterns. Anybody can do it. It's not that hard. It was hard to figure it out initially, but it's not that hard once you know it.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing all that work for us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I love this stuff. Thanks for calling in, Edgar.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Barbara, your turn.
Hi.
Barbara from Oregon. Yes, what can I do for you?
Two things, if possible. You know, the name, like you just did for the previous caller. And is there a move in my future? Or with my job or my home?
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
I don't see a move in your job right now. Not for quite a while. Okay.
Okay.
So at least you got job security. Okay. You know, I mean, now free will can come in, but that's not what you've planned in your name. So your name is your outline for your life. Okay. And okay. So I don't see a change in the job. Can you move? I was going to say you may consider moving, but I don't think you're going to move far from where you are if you choose to move. Okay, it'd be more like you want a different kind of house, like upsizing or downsizing or, you know, getting the right size. What can I say?
Yes.
You know, or you may want to move a little bit further out or in or something, but I don't see that you're moving all that far if you choose to move. I think you're in your location pretty much where you're meant to be because you don't have a lot of change in your name. It's more like you homestead. And you stay there and knowing your neighbors and knowing your friends and all those connections, that's important because it doesn't look like that necessarily comes all that easy to you. And so you don't want to move and upset that because if you moved and you didn't know anybody, I mean, I've done that so many times in my life, 53 to be exact, you know, it's really harder for you to fit in and to get to know people again. So I don't see that that's necessarily a move too far away would be in your best interest.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So on your name, one of the big things you're here to learn is how to be competitive. Okay. And how to compete with the other guys and to know that you're absolutely every bit as good as the other guys. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And you got noise going on like galore in your background.
Okay. I'll try to walk away from that.
Thank you. And so, and you also have fairness issues. You want to stand up for others, but also have a hard time standing up for yourself. And your name tells you how to do that. And it literally says how you stand up for yourself is you affirm yourself without attacking somebody else. Okay? And that's how you stand up for self. So if somebody says something negative to you or about a subject, you immediately say why you like the very thing they said that they didn't like. You say, oh, that's interesting, because this is what I thought was really positive about that. And it literally says one of the things you came to do is to learn how to do that. Just affirm. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome, you Barbara. Much. You're welcome. Yeah. Have a great week.
Appreciate it. You as well. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Nicole, is she still on the line? Nicole from...
Yes, I am.
Yay! I am. You have had patience, bless your heart, from Louisiana.
Oh,
I love that
yay.
State.
Jerome,
what can I do for you?
So awesome. So a little insight, any insight you can give me about my name. Today has been such a blessing. My position was eliminated at work. And I know that sounds crazy, but I was working in banking. And I know it was not a good place or a right place for me to be. And I just wonder if you get any insight from my name about what Creator God might have in store for me, because I feel like the wrong door has been closed and I'm just waiting to know what the new one is and walk through it.
See, that's interesting. I would say the right door has been closed because it was right that it closed.
Yes, I love it. I love the positive light on that.
Okay. Nicole, I would do something with people. You are such a people person, and you can be in charge. I mean, people follow you. They do what you tell them to do. You know, it's amazing. You can be absolutely the one in charge, get them all doing something that they're supposed to be doing. Have you ever thought about working with children?
I haven't. I'm really notoriously not like a kid person, but I'm really good with them. But I really want to do things for the elderly and just for humanity, for my neighborhood. There's so much hate and so much anger and so much fear. And I just don't see life that way, Sharon. Never have.
Yeah. Well, no, because you're a people person in there. Well, it's interesting. When I think of children, I'm thinking of teenagers. So you're thinking of older teenagers that are called that, you know,
yeah,
their second childhood.
As long as there's a diaper changing or burping, I would probably be okay, because I just have furry kids. I don't have kids.
You don't have kids, but you're good with people. It says you learn through people. You get your major lessons in life through others and through your interaction with others. And that your name is really well planned out, because it literally says that you're bringing the best and the brightest to you, and that every year in your life, with rare exception, will get better than the year before it. So, you know, I always think it would be horrible to have all your good years at the beginning, you know, and then they just get worse and worse. But you've planned it
you're
out where all the years get better as you go on. Have you thought about helping place foster kids when they're out of the foster system into joint apartments with each other, or helping them find jobs, or helping them transition out of the foster care system? You're so good at organizing and getting things done, you know, and making things happen and explaining to other people the needs for people. And did you know that 3/4 of our foster kids are either dead or on the streets within a year of them coming out of the system, because there's no transitions for them? So you want to do something for your community. Help those guys so then they can turn around and help others.
I love it. I'm actually an educator. I was educating in the corporate arena, but I love that idea. And I actually was thinking about, as funny as I just said, not young kids, adopting a child in need, because I feel like even though it didn't happen naturally, I could be a very good parent to someone.
You would be an excellent parent. Absolutely excellent. I don't know if adoption's your thing.
Maybe fostering myself.
Fostering a child or a few children would be wonderful for you, but adoption doesn't, it's not in your name to adopt. Okay.
Good to know.
Now, foster is in your name. And I'll tell you why it's not in your name to adopt, because your name says you do really well around people. And then after a certain length of time, it's like, I don't want to be responsible for anybody. Y'all need to go away. And if you
That's
had foster,
very accurate.
And so if you had foster kids, you get them from a limited amount of time and then they go away. They go back to their parents. You just say, I want the ones that are temporary. Right?
I love it.
And that way, yep, you're meeting your own needs because you get your breaks. And then the child always feels wanted while they're with you, and they never feel like they're a burden, and you don't start to feel like they're a burden. So I would say foster, or work with the foster kids as they're transitioning out of the system, because that's where a huge need is.
I love it. I'm going to be booking a session. I'm excited. I didn't even know that you did those. I just downloaded your book and been following you since I heard you on someone else's show. So this is a blessing.
Oh, You got a great name. You got a lot of possibilities. Nicole, I'm excited for you to get out there and do something with your community. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who's next. It looks like, I hope I haven't skipped anybody. It looks like Teresa is next from Tennessee. Oh, my home state. Hello, Miss Teresa.
Hello. I'm actually 30 minutes from you. I live in Rogersville.
Oh, you are close, sweetheart. Absolutely
I'm very close.
Close.
Yes, okay. I am.
What can I do for you? What would you like to know?
I wanted to see about my name, but I also have a question, too. I actually moved from Virginia to Rogersville about 16, 17 years ago because my daughter and my grandchildren were here. And she's moved back to Virginia, and her husband passed away about 3 weeks ago, and she's begged me to come back home, but I really don't want to go.
Oh, you don't want to go. Your name goes with Tennessee.
Yes, I love Tennessee. I want to stay in Tennessee. I like my job. I teach at a college. I love what I do. I just am having trouble finding a little house. You know, I'm still renting. I want to find a house in the community where I live, and I just want to know if I'm going to find something that's affordable where I can really sit down roots.
Okay, hold on. It just takes me a minute. I would suggest for your daughter that she comes and moves down here. Your name is in a lot of agreement with both your city where you are and your state where you are. So it's like you're living in a place that you love being there and other people that meet you love that you are there. So I would not be moving. I'm going to find a house. Hold on. It either is like ASAP around the corner or because your name gives you options. Okay. So it's mm-hmm. either like now. Okay. Or I would say wait till the end of summer and look again in September. September looks really good for you.
Okay, that good. That kind of helps me. I really want to find something and stay where I'm at, so that kind of answers my question.
Yeah, because it looks like you only have a few more days before, like maybe 6 or 7 before the current window closes, and then it looks like September is a really good time for you. But you would want to close before October, so start looking the end of August so that you can close in September.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I really struggle because I want to buy something and stay here because I struggled. Should I move? And I thought, no, I don't want to move. I just want to find something where I'm at because I love my neighbors and I like the community I live in. So,
everything's in harmony.
To find something.
Everything's
sorry?
In harmony. Okay, so let's change the thinking on that. You just said it's hard to find something. So your spirit guides in the universe says, okay, it needs to be hard. Because you just told them it was hard. So they're saying, okay, we'll make it hard. So make it that, hey, the right house is just going to open up. I'm going to hear about it. I'm just going to know exactly where to go and when. And it's going to be the exact right price for me. And thank you so much, universe, for supporting me in this endeavor.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, because the universe follows the directions that you give them. You're the one in charge.
Okay.
Okay, so I want you to know that literally I have moved 53 times in my life. Okay. And I got in the habit from being an Air Force wife. Okay. And then I just kept doing it. I just got, let's try this place. Oh, let's try that place. Okay. So every time I moved, I didn't have a place to live and I didn't have a job. Okay. And I always just expected something to show up when I got there. And it always has, but it did because I expected it. So if you go, I expect to be totally ready for my house starting in September or within this next week. You can do it within this next week. You have, you know, you just have this like 8 more days now to find something. And if not, you're jumping till September. And just say, I expect it. I expect the right one just to show up. Okay. And if you get a realtor to help you, you want a first vowel of an O.
An O.
First vowel in the first vowel of the, for your name, you want somebody who has a first vowel of an O in the first name.
An O in their first name.
Correct. And then you want a letter like that starts, their name needs to start with a B or a C, because you want somebody that's a hustler.
I actually, there's one that starts with a B that I've actually thought about contacting.
All right, go for it.
Brian, his name is Brian.
Oh, yeah, Y's Trump O's. Okay. Yep, you can do a Y.
Okay.
You can, if it's a B-R-Y. But
no, I think it's B-R-I-A-N, I think.
Talk to him. Talk to him. You're compatible with an I, but an O would be more competitive for you, or a Y would get out there and hustle him. Okay.
Okay. But so look for somebody with an O or a Y in their first name.
It is a first vowel in the first name. But know also that it's hard to top a BR. It's hard to top a BR. So interview them first. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. And then just expect it. And then watch how the universe falls in behind. It's just amazing how the universe works, because they love us. And we always forget. And so we think they're not on our sides, and they got our backs. Okay.
Okay. So my name, can you tell me anything about my name?
Just real quickly that you're a feeling person. You come from the heart and you really care. It's like you wear your heart on your sleeve. Okay.
That's true.
You know, and that you always are striving to be the top person. And if you can't be the very best at your job, then you don't want to go there. It's like the only time you're ever in the middle of the chain is because you're working your way up, because you always say, if I can't be the best at this, then I'm not even going to go there. It's either all or nothing.
That's true.
Yeah. You need to stay active. You need to stay really physically active to stay healthy. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for calling in, Teresa.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Jasmine, thanks for waiting.
Jasmine, yeah, thank you.
Yes, what can I do for you?
Well, first of course, I would like to know what you see in my name. But I do have some specific things that I want to ask about. And one of the things is about my health, because I've been dealing with some chronic issues for a lot of years now, particularly lung problems that have been progressively getting worse. And it may be allergies. That's all I can like attribute it to it right now.
No, not allergies.
I don't know if anything like that.
Okay, it's coming up because you expect perfection, or other people expect perfection from you, and so you're feeling smothered or whatever, and so it's not from allergies. It's from the feeling the weight of everybody else's expectations on you. Okay? So when you start throwing off their expectations and say, hey, I don't have to live my life for your expectations. I'm going to live my life for my expectations. Thank you so much, though, for offering to take that over for me. Okay? And so when you can throw that off, you'll start breathing better. Your lungs will start healing more. Okay? And my other suggestion would be to be just as generous with you as you are with others. Because you give your time away to everybody else, and then you end up with no time for you. And when you bring that back in balance along with living to your own expectations, your lungs can heal. Because that's the underlying root in your name. Okay? And what was important for you?
And I wanted to add, though, that I did change my name. So initially, my first name was Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. And at 14, it just didn't seem to fit for me, so I changed it. And which is amazing, because then I got into Oriental dancing, like, shortly after that. So that I could kind of blend it together with the name Jasmine. But I always felt that I did take time for me, because, like, for my dancing, I would put everything else aside and make sure that I got into practicing I liked. So I was a professional dancer for a number of years, as well as I taught classes. And I also bred birds, like canaries and finches, as a sideline, because another thing is I was born with eyes that were, it just didn't enable me to drive, so the vision was so poor. So having businesses I could do at home, like breeding the birds and stuff, was perfect for me. But then it seemed like it was affecting my lungs, and, you know, bit by bit I got out of that. I did have a big aviary of just, you know, birds to enjoy, and I don't know. That's why I was wondering about the allergies, because it just doesn't seem to go away. When I'm in a different house, it does. That makes me think it's a environmental thing.
I think maybe when you're in a different house, you're having different people around you, because your name doesn't indicate that you have allergies. Your name indicates that you're very generous with your time and that you're living to other people's expectations, or you're expecting yourself to be perfect. You know,
that
you've got this.
Like
yeah, you've got this really high expectation. And so, but your name indicates, whether you went by Elaine or your current name, that you have a very generosity of spirit. So I wonder if you even notice how much time you're giving away to others, you know, and dancing for you is meditation. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't count. That's like meditating. Okay. When you're dancing. So,
okay.
But see, then when you're teaching, you're giving your time away again, even though you're doing something that you love. Right. And think about
so
it, Jasmine.
Even if I'm making money at it, it would still be like giving time away?
Exactly. Because you're giving your life energy to others when you're teaching.
I see.
You're sharing your life energy.
Okay. Well,
right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, God bless all of our teachers. You know, when COVID hit, I was so grateful I wasn't in the education system anymore. I thought I could not teach off a screen in long distance. I thought, oh, my God, I got out just in time.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that may be that I don't feel as competent with computers, even though I'm okay, you know, as those younger teachers that all the fancy programs. But anyway, I would take a week and just watch where you're putting your time. And how and what's behind the choice that you're making to do that with your time. Okay? And I would just keep a record for a week and say, where am I putting my time and why did I choose that? You know, because I don't think you're actually aware of how often you're giving your time away to others and you're being really good for others. And you have it in your name that you require a lot of alone time.
I do that. Yeah.
Yeah, to recess different things and whatnot. So anyway, that's what I'd say. I think it would be an interesting study for you. And we need to break for our next commercial, and then I'll come back and Sharon, I'll get to you, and Barbara, hang on.
Thank you.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Are you feeling lost, confused, absolutely clueless? No way out, over, under, or through? Then it's time to have the Light Keepers, through their conduit, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, guide you by shining their light, illuminating the right path for you. Let Sharon share the wisdom of the ancient masters to guide you on what is coming next for you and to show you the silver lining in your current circumstances.
Contact Sharon Lynn Wyeth at info@knowthename.com for a joyful, info-packed Lightkeepers session.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome to Luminescence Common Sense Spirituality. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I'm taking your calls at 202-570-7057. Sharon, thank you for holding. What can I do for you?
Hi. Well, I do want to know about my name. I think I've known about you. I think this is my first time listening to you. I think I heard you a while ago, and I've been getting your email. So I was in my email today, and I'm going to call.
Well, good. I'm glad you got through.
Yeah, okay. I know. Me too.
Okay. So the last name that you gave our wonderful producer, Chris, is that a married last name or a maiden one?
A maiden one.
Thank you. Okay. So you have great logic, deductive reasoning skills. You're very good at something that's step by step and practical. Okay. So you'd be good at music, math, mechanics, computers, engineering, anything that's recipes, anything that's got a step by step approach. Okay. You would be able to catch on to those things right away. You have an incredible memory. You can drive everybody anal, you know, with all that memory and everything until their eyes are going nuts in their head going, all right, already, we got enough details here. Okay. You, a lot of people that have called in today have fairness issues where it's easier for you to stand up for other people than it is for yourself.
Yeah.
And Barbara, if you're listening, you're on next. You've got that same thing in your name too. A lot of people have had that. And for everybody who's wondering, that's that AR in a name. That's where I'm getting that from. Okay. So, Sharon, you have freedom. You need freedom. You don't want to be underneath somebody else's thumb. You're incredibly smart. People would know right away from talking with you that you're smart. Okay. And you've also learned competition or how to compete. Only you don't like to compete. It's like you like to drive in your own lane. And you're just saying, hey, I'm going to get the job done. I'm going to do it well. I'm going to work as hard as I need to work to get it done. But then I don't want to have my whole life working because I want to play or work just as hard at playing as I work at working. Okay. It's nice. You have a nice balance between your heart and your mind that's in your name. Your last name, if you're still going by that, birth last name, means that you can bring people around you that have a really bad temper. And when people don't do what they expect that person to do, that's what sets off their temper. But just know that you have it in your name that you can be in danger from other people's tempers. So I'm going to say stay away from people or situations where people are angry, because that's your, everybody's got a spot where you go, oh, I don't know about this one. And yours is literally, you don't want to be around angry people because you could get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you wouldn't have had to do anything, but you're going to get hurt. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's called being in the wrong place at the wrong time, because you have a combination in your name that says that you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but then you have another combination that says you can bring in angry people that can actually hurt you. So that would be my real warning there for you, to think safety. And like, as much as I may want to protest, you know, I'm talking as if I'm you, as much as I may want to protest, I'm not going to go protest because that may not be a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you could be one that got hurt, even though you weren't doing anything but holding a sign.
Right.
You know,
right.
That type of thing. So I would just watch where you put yourself. But, you know, you've got a very strong name, a very giving name, a very balanced name. So you're good.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I do have a question, because right now I am, a lot of the stuff that you said actually makes a lot of sense for me. I totally resonate with probably most of what you said, almost all of what you said. But right now I am trying to finish up my PhD, and I think one of the issues is that I do kind of have this, it's kind of left in my hands to create. and I'm kind of struggling with the creation of my dissertation. You know, just kind of, so the step-by-step, yeah, I pick up that type of stuff really fast because I think that's, you know, math. I used to love math, but now I'm more into educating and things like that. And it's almost like I would have to create the step-by-step to finish my program. So I guess, I don't know if you can speak to anything of that or if you have
okay.
any
questions for that. Yeah, so your name basically says that you're getting that higher degree because other people have told you that it would be beneficial to you and it would be a smart thing to do. And I'm going to tell you, you're able to do what you want to do without it. You don't need it.
Okay.
So if you want to finish it just because you want the alphabet behind your name, then finish it. But if you don't need that alphabet for where you want to go next, I wouldn't do it. I think you're much better off taking your time for you and for others. Okay.
Yeah, I think I want to finish it. So it's not for other people. Maybe before it might have been for others, but now I do. I feel like I want to complete it. I want to be done with it.
Well,
I can still do the things that I want to do. I do believe that too, but I do want to just have it completed, you know, for me.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. If you want that alphabet behind your name, you know, sometimes that's important to people. I mean, I will watch my dad. He had 5 different sets of alphabet behind his name, you know.
Right.
He'd gotten so many degrees. And so it's very important for some. But I want you to know that your name says you're capable of doing what you want to do regardless. So it's a choice. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah. 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 Yep, that's true. And then I guess trying to find the balance of being able to work on that and also work in things that I'm passionate about and earn in ways that I'm passionate about. So just trying to find the balance between those two things.
Yeah. You will. You will, because your name is very balanced, so you will. I'm not worried about you at all.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Okay. You're so welcome. You are so welcome. I want to thank everybody who called in. I still have a few people that have called in that I was not able to get to. I know that Chris is asking you for your contact information. I will get back to you because I think if you stand online and you're holding online long enough that you need to have your question answered, it just won't be on air. So please make sure that you've given him your contact information. And as always, we close our show with this incredible song called Shine by Dee Lemoore. And again, if you want to hear more from her, it's D-L-E-M-O-R. And my website is knowthename.com. Because once you know the name, you know all about a person. Okay, have a great week. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.
stroke the canvas of her. The light slightly dimmed, her reflection unseen, and all that she knew, and all that would be, it vanished like the sun rays on a shimmer.